Hello, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helms in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 12th of July 2010, this time brought to you back from my offices in Helmsley, having returned from an excellent week in Barcelona last week, and congratulations to Spain on a good win eventually. Last week saw a serious rebound in global stock markets. The prime reason for this was that what data there was, and there wasn't a huge amount, was generally favourable. We saw, for instance, US bank State Street report good earnings and a good outlook for the future, but we must remember that one swallow does not make a spring. What economic news there was generally upbeat. The IMF upgraded their growth forecasts for 2011, and ECB president expressed optimism that the sovereign debt crisis was easing and that the economy in the EU zone was growing faster than expected. All those helped to pull the markets up. And by the end of the week, we saw gains in virtually every major market, with the UK and France up over 6%, the US up over 5%, Japan up 4%, and Far Eastern markets averaging around 2 to 3% gains. However, it has to be said that evidence on the growth or recession debate is still very, very mixed, and we are in a data-driven market at the moment, where good news will send the markets soaring and bad news will send them plummeting. But last week, as I said, what data there was good enough to spark a fairly reasonable recovery in markets, although volumes were fairly low, as tends to happen around this time of year, and low volumes, low trading volumes on markets tend to produce excessive swings. Coming up, as we move forward into July, investors are really going to start concentrating on the US two-quarter earnings reports. These have started to come out, but we'll see many more of them over the following 2 to 3 weeks. And these will have a key impact on the markets. If earnings forecasts look good, then we could see a strong recovery in the markets, and obviously vice versa. So these are going to be the key bits of data to look out for over the coming weeks. Here in Helmsley, it's a reasonably quiet week, and I'm taking a bit of time out this week, although there are a couple more client plans to finalise and to implement. During the week, though, I will produce in this medium a brief summary of the debate as to whether we're heading for a double-dip recession or whether we are going to move back into growth, and I'll get that out in the middle of the week. And until then, goodbye and have a very good week.